Suppose you were an idiot, and suppose you were a member of Congress, but I repeat myself. So said Mark Twain long ago. In 2013, that sentiment likely still rings true with many people.
Congress has thrown back open the doors of government, but after the 16-day shutdown and the 11th-hour deal to raise the debt ceiling, there's been a lot of talk about how Washington has been handling its business, and a lot of that talk has not been suitable for the airwaves.
We wanted to get a sense of what Arizonans are thinking, so we asked some at Westgate in Glendale, and politicians, you might want to turn down your radios for the next minute or so.
I'm disgusted with all of them.
But this whole thing was just stupid. The whole country was held hostage. How dare they do that?
I'm not mad at them, but I'd like to see them just not vote along party lines all the time, and like to see some mutual understanding between each other.
I think it is criminally insane for them to hold the United States of America hostage over personal preferences of the Congress that we elected and sent to represent us.
It's all a game. They tell you what you want to hear, and then when it comes down to it, you know, it's a whole different ballgame.
A sampling of public opinion yesterday at Westgate in Glendale. Now, there was a lot of attention paid during the shutdown, including on this program, about how it was impacting Arizona and some of its smaller rural communities. Valley economist Jim Round says even though the economic impact numbers have a lot of zeros at the end of them, it's a small percentage of the country's total budget. He says it's probably similar for the state.
The bigger issue is going to be they didn't really fix the problem. They kind of kicked the can down the road. And so when we're dealing with rural Arizona, they just went through a period where they saw the government shutdown impact military contractors. So in some of the rural communities that are very dependent on military contractors, like some of the southern communities, that was a hit. Those people are going to get their back pay and the contracts, they're going to continue, and some of that's going to be recovered, but there was a little bit of permanently lost activity. Then you go to the middle and the northern parts of the state, the rural areas, and they're very dependent on tourism. And we saw a lot of people miss out on coming to Arizona and maybe visit the Grand Canyon. What I'm worried about more, though, wasn't just this one-time hit, is we're going to have to go through all this garbage again in January and February. And so if I was a tourist and I was planning a trip to Arizona and my trip was going to be heavily dependent on something like the Grand Canyon where the federal government could impact it again, I would pick something different because I have no faith in the federal government resolving this issue in January or February. So we might have lost some activity in these rural communities already, and I think that they might have some economic losses continue well into the spring because there's no faith in Washington right now.
Is there a smaller margin of error for rural communities where, you know, a hit that maybe Phoenix or Tucson could take, a place like Holbrook or Tucson might not be able to?
You're spot on. That's the issue. A lot of the rural communities are very dependent on one or two industries. And so whether it be federal government operations where it might be forestry or something like that, the military type operations, just pure tourism, you don't have a lot of margin for error. So something like what is happening with the government shutdown, it's not really going to impact the state as a whole, but it's going to impact these individual communities to some extent, and it's really going to impact some of the small businesses.
In those smaller communities, does the fact that this happened in October, sort of the peak season for a lot of these parks, does that make it a bigger deal than it might have been, say, in June or July?
It's hard to say. I think it depends on the particular park that might have been closed. So I think overall, Arizona is going to weather this fine. The U.S. economy is going to weather it fine. But I think you're going to notice the numbers just be a little bit weaker in terms of the economic activity within some of these more tourism-dependent communities.